22, verse 1 says, I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen and amen. Hey, happy Sunday. So good to see you on the 16th day of October. Just think about this. Halfway through the month of October already. Just let that sink in just a bit today. How about that? Hey, it is Joey Cole. Welcome to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. And it's a program that just really prepares our hearts and minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's right. We have some great God-honoring music. We have scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement, got some fellowship kind of sprinkled in, all of that fun stuff as well. And I'll tell you what, I think you'll be blessed today. I really do believe that. Got some great God-honoring music on the way, including this one to lead things off today. It's Don Moen and How Great Is Our God.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great. How great is our God? The splendor of a king.
John Moen's version of How Great Is Our God. Yeah, preparing our hearts and minds on him today. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll. Look, I got my cup of coffee here, enjoying our fellowship here so far. And a man worried constantly about everything. You know, people like that. Then one day, his friends heard him whistling happily and just looking noticeably relaxed. What happened? They asked in astonishment. And then he said, well, I'm paying a man to do the worrying for me. Well, how much did you pay him? They asked. $2,000 a week, he replied. Wow, can you even afford that much? I can't, he said, but that's his worry. You know, Fred, while this humorous way to handle stress doesn't really work in the real life, as God's children, though, friend, we can turn our worries over to someone who has everything perfectly under control, even especially when we feel like it is not. Psalm 55:22 says, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you.
No. Hannah, and you are listening to my dad, Joey Cole, on Sunday Worship.
That's right, we are lifting him up, a great, great song right there from the Maranatha Singers, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. Hey, Joey Kroll with you, thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. How often do you get into God's Word? And I think for many of us, if we were honest with ourselves, not all of us, but many of us, it's probably not as much as we ought, right? You know, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the servant of God, that's you and me, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Friend, the Bible is the voice of God in print.
More of you in my life.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence
the Lord is blessing you today to the God-honoring music today on Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Jerry Cole. If you got some time, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look at Sunday Worship Radio there on Facebook. And Billy Graham said one time on prayer, he said, avail yourself of the greatest privilege this side of heaven. Listen to this. I love what he says. He says, Jesus Christ died to make this communion and communication with the Father possible. Jesus Christ died to make this communion and communication with the Father possible.
What?
Try to Jaden Lovick, and what a friend we have in Jesus. Hey, friend, I do thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio on this 16th day. I'll tell you what, of October. I'm looking at my calendar here across the room here. Like, half the days are marked off already. I don't know where this month has gone. I really, really don't. Hey, I do appreciate, though, your time and your attention today. And if you can't be praying for me as getting ready to head to church there, preaching God's Word, if you're in or around the Decatur area, just swing on by Galilee Baptist Church. The services this morning at 10 o'clock, and I'm going to preach and proclaim God's Word. So be praying for me. If you can, come join us on the northeast side of Decatur, Galilee Baptist Church. Hope to see you there. But in the meantime, though, I hope and pray you have yourself a wonderful rest of your Sunday. Just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.